During his second missionary journey, the Apostle Paul arrived in Corinth, coming from Athens, about AD 50 or 51. Paul had been worried about the church he had founded in Thessalonica, where there had been much opposition from the Jews, and when he was in Athens, he sent Timothy to them. Silas and Timothy then came to Paul in Corinth. To his great relief, Paul heard that the Christians in Thessalonica were standing firm in the Lord, in spite of severe persecution. There were, however, some points of doctrine that were not properly understood, and other problems in the church. So Paul wrote them a letter. A few months later, having received more news about the church, he wrote again. These two letters are the earliest of the Pauline epistles, except perhaps for the one he wrote to the Galatians, the date of which is uncertain. Paul, in his first letter, thanks God for the believers in Thessalonica, because of their faith, their labor of love, and their hope in the Lord, and he assures them that they are always remembered in his prayers. Their message and witness had become a model to the other churches, because the gospel had come to them with power, and they had received it with deep conviction and great joy. Paul reaffirms that in bringing the gospel to them, his motives had been pure. He had never used deceit or flattery, and the appeal he had made to the Thessalonians was not based on error or greed. The apostle had received no money from them, and had always behaved in a blameless way, dealing with them as a father deals with his children. For, he said, "Are you not our hope, our joy, and our crown of glory in the presence of the Lord?" Paul had been very encouraged by Timothy's report concerning the faith, love, and perseverance of the believers in Thessalonica. He repeats that he longs to see them again and prays continually for them. The apostle urges them to live honorable and quiet lives, minding their own business and working with their hands so as not to be a burden to anyone. Then Paul deals with the doctrine of Christ's return in glory, a teaching that the apostle affirms was given by the Lord himself. When this event occurs, all those in Christ, the dead and the living, will go to meet him. For the Lord will come down from heaven, says Paul, with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and those who have died believing in Christ will rise first. Then we who are living at that time will be caught up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we always be with the Lord. Paul warns believers that no one knows when that day will be. It will come unexpectedly, when people are saying, "Peace and safety." Believers must be alert and on their guard so as to be ready. The apostle then gives his final exhortations. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Be thankful in all circumstances, and do not quench the Holy Spirit. Examine everything carefully. Hold on to what is good. Avoid every kind of evil. Then he gives his blessing. May the God of peace sanctify you in every way, and may your whole being, spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. The second epistle completes this teaching. Some believers in Thessalonica thought their sufferings meant that the end times had already come. Paul reminds them that the day of the Lord would not occur until the final rebellion and great apostasy of the world had taken place. There must first be the revelation of the man of lawlessness, that is, the Antichrist, who will exalt himself above everything that is sacred, proclaiming that he is God. The powers of evil that are now held back by the Holy Spirit will burst forth. The wicked one will appear with the power of Satan, displayed in all kinds of deceptive miracles and wonders that will delude those who do not love the truth. Then the son of perdition will be destroyed by the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus. Paul ends his letter by exhorting believers to remain firm in the faith and in the truth of the gospel, to be diligent, hard-working, and never weary of doing good. Next episode, Paul's return to Antioch.